It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, September 13th. I'm Jay Gabler, and sending good thoughts to Shawn Mendes as the pop star recovers from getting some bruises after taking apparently a bit of a tumble off his Bird scooter.
Oh, those things are rough. And this is Jade, and coming up, I have a story about the death of an iconic African artist.
We're also going to be talking about some drama in the K-pop world. But first, a few of today's music news headlines. Jason Isbell and the 400 unit triumphed at the Americana Music Association Awards last night. Jason Isbell picked up 3 awards: Album of the Year for the Nashville Sound, Song of the Year, If We Were Vampires, and Jason Isbell and the 400 unit together picked up Duo Group of the Year. But Artist of the Year, John Prine.
That is so, I mean, all of that seems exactly right. If you looked anywhere in the Americana realm throughout the year, all the awards were going to Jason Isbell because that's just such a good, good album. So congratulations.
If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out.
Actor Rami Malek has responded to criticism of a trailer for the upcoming Freddie Mercury biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody. So the movie comes out on November 2nd. Rami Malek stars as Freddie Mercury. This is an authorized biopic made with the surviving members of the band Queen's approval. And there's just a short trailer out now, and people have been pointing out that you see Freddie Mercury making out with a woman in this trailer, but not really with a guy, which people have been saying, you know, that kind of obscures Freddie Mercury's bisexuality.
Freddie, concerning your private life.
What more do you need to know? I make music.
So Rami Malek now says in a new interview with Attitude, which is a UK gay magazine, the actor says, quote, "I don't think the film shies away from his sexuality or his all-consuming disease, which is obviously AIDS. I don't know how you could avoid any of that or if anyone would ever want to. It's a bit absurd that anyone's judging this from a minute trailer." So yesterday, we're talking about how Tom Waits released his first new music in a couple of years, and Al Green must have been listening and was like, hold my beer, because the soul legend.
Wait, new Al Green?
New Al Green.
Heck yeah.
His first music in 10 years. The song is Before the Next Teardrop Falls, which is a song from 1967. It's been covered by dozens of artists, country, pop, soul. And so Green laid down his own inimitable vocals as an Amazon exclusive single. It's out now. So I think the big question is there going to be a new Al Green album?
I'm curious as well.
Let's hope. The good news is there's been no such announcement, but Al Green has recently joined Twitter at age 72 and wrote, quote, "It's been over 50 years since the beginning, and we're only just getting started."
I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
So I want to talk about this artist that many people in the United States may not be familiar with, but was an iconic African artist and actually known internationally pretty well. I'm talking about Rashid Taha. This is an artist known for his ability to mix sounds from his Algerian upbringing with punk and rock as a means to share political messages. He hoped not just to bring sounds together, but people together. Taha sadly died from a heart attack while at home, just shy of his 60th birthday. Rashid Taha was born in Algeria, and then when he was 10 years old, moved to France with his family. And that's kind of where he got into music. So by the age of 17, he was already kind of weaving together his tapestry of music by day, working at this plant, which he really hated. And then by night, he was this club DJ, bringing the local Northern African community together with this music that was not just Arabic music, but also this music that he grew up with: funk, rap, salsa, and also kind of putting down his own stuff, putting down poetry and political songs, updating the music of his past and making it relevant to what was happening in the world of the 80s, which is when he started putting out records through the 90s and into the beginning of the 21st century.
I feel like to understand his impact in France and beyond, you have to think about the relationship between France and Algeria. Algeria was controlled by France for a long time, and there's been a very close and contentious relationship ever since. You know, the relationship has distanced politically. And so this is an Algerian man living in France, making music that mixes the two traditions and really speaking to the depth and the turmoil in that relationship between these countries and cultures.
Yeah, and that was kind of one of his main things, was trying to build these bridges with music. He collaborated with Brian Eno. He, big fan of The Clash, ended up working with Mick Jones, getting him to play guitar on his 2013 album. And with that whole idea of this collaborative spirit, he became really good friends with Damon Albarn of Blur and Gorillaz. They worked together on this thing called African Express. That's a project that brought together African and Western musicians to put together these collaborations. And Albarn said that Taha was really at the heart of what they were doing. He even won the French equivalent to the Grammy's Lifetime Achievement Award that was in 2016. And sadly, or luckily, I guess, for us, he had finished recording a new album earlier this year. There's no title to it yet, but it is to be released sometime in 2019.
Remembering Rashid Taha, who's died of a heart attack at age 59. Let's hear some of his song, Rock the Casbah. So some drama in the world of K-pop. Two top Korean pop stars have been fired by their management company and label for dating each other.
See, this is why I love K-pop. I mean, it's its own melodrama built into it, because it's these young artists and they're kind of forced to be like perfect in every aspect of their life, their appearance, how they eat, how they are out in public. Are you volunteering? It's very intense.
So a big part of the industry is that sometimes as part of their official contract, other times just as sort of an unofficial agreement, these stars are meant to not have public romantic relationships. The idea being that their fans should be able to sort of like fantasize about dating them and you not be impeded by any sort of thoughts of them dating other people, let alone one another. So we're talking about the two singers, Hyuna and Edon, who have been fired by their label, Cube Entertainment, which had been denying rumors that the 20-somethings were romantically involved. But then the pair themselves came out and said, you know what, we owe it to our fans to be honest with you. Yes, we are dating. And Cube Entertainment then said in a statement, when we manage artists, we consider mutual trust and faith our top priority. We decided the trust is broken beyond repair, so we are expelling the two from our company.
Wow. This is, yeah, like I was saying, it's so intense. There have been other situations like this in the past because we live in a world where everyone has a cell phone. And so if the stars are sort of like sneaking around behind the scenes, people have caught photos of different musicians together and they've also lost their jobs. It's wild.
And you may think, if you're not a K-pop fan, I've never heard of these people, don't really know them. Well, you might not, but you might recognize Hyuna, who found breakout fame after she danced with Psy in his massive video Gangnam Style. She later recorded a duet of that song with Psy, which became a hit in its own right. And I think when you think about what's going on with this, you think, oh man, crazy South Korean music industry, they can't date. That's nuts. But there are plenty of parallel situations in the American and British pop music industries.
Are you thinking about Justin and Britt?
Sure. Or our colleague Mary Lucia pointed out to me that during Beatlemania, when the Beatles were breaking around the world, John Lennon was married with a kid and he wasn't telling anyone. Everybody was like, you have to keep this marriage and this kid secret because the Beatles are supposed to be swinging single, romantically available. Everybody fights over who's the Beatle they want to date. And so I think it's very similar in terms of what the thinking that the record company and the whole publicity machine has behind this. But anyway, maybe things are starting to change, you know.
One would hope, yeah.
Yeah, and so things may be starting to change in K-pop as well, because since the announcement, Cube Entertainment's stock price has fallen. Our viral clip today, I'm going to be honest, Jade, I think I teared up a little bit when I watched this. This is so endearing.
Well, and this is nice because it's one of those worlds coming together. This is a viral pic that we picked a couple of episodes ago. So there is extra joy to it.
Totally. So it's this woman, Mary Halsey, who you may know as the, quote, funky white sister of Missy Elliott. There is video of her at a sort of karaoke session in the park, just killing a cover of Missy Elliott's song, Work It. The video went viral. Missy herself saw it, circulated it very enthusiastically. And so now Mary Halsey has gone on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
As one does.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. In the house!
Yeah.
And if you've ever watched the Ellen DeGeneres show or even clips from the show, you know a thing Ellen loves to do is take someone who has gone viral with some kind of tribute to a celebrity and then surprise them with an appearance by that celebrity. So nothing exactly new for Ellen, but this might be the best one yet because she gets Mary Halsey up there doing her cover of Work It. She's got the horn. The crowd is on their feet. It's already just a great moment. And then you hear Missy's voice come in and then Missy herself walks on and Mary Halsey doesn't miss a beat.
True performer.
I lost a few pounds in my waist for ya. This has got a beat to go. Ra-ta-ta.
The two of them just like keep going with this duet of Work It. They are arm in arm. Ellen comes out for a group hug. And I'll tell you, you know, maybe in like some amazing world, what I think is my killer version of Bust a Move could go viral. But if I were on Ellen and young MC walks out, I could not keep my composure. No way could I carry on.
I gotta work it. It's jumping my nipples behind ya.
That's the Currents Music News. You can see that video of Missy Elliott surprising Mary Halsey and read more about all these stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.
And this is a new podcast. It's the Currents Music News. So if you are listening to it and enjoying it, we would love for you to subscribe. And if you can review and rate the show wherever you get your podcasts, we would greatly appreciate it.